This column was submitted right after that one to the Butte Weekly on July 6. Its glorious title is simply The Supreme Court and the EPA Part 2. And again, here's Pam and Russ Martins on Wall Street on Parade. The quote comes from Justice Elena Kagan's dissenting opinion. Quote, "Today the court strips the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, of the power Congress gave it to respond to the most pressing environmental challenge of our time. Noting that the Earth is now warmer than at any time in the history of modern civilization, with the 6 warmest years on record, all occurring in the last decade." Justice Kagan directly challenged the majority's view that the EPA did not have the authority to regulate greenhouse gases. She wrote, "Congress charged EPA with addressing those potentially catastrophic harms, including through regulation of fossil fuel-fired power plants. Section 111 of the Clean Air Act directs the EPA to regulate stationary sources of any substance that causes or contributes significantly to air pollution, and that may reasonably be anticipated to endanger public health or welfare. Carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases fit that description." Justice Kagan explained how the Supreme Court has been doing the bidding of the fossil fuels industry going back to the Obama administration, writing, quote, "This court has obstructed EPA's effort from the beginning. Right after the Obama administration issued the Clean Power Plan, the Supreme Court stayed its implementation. That action was unprecedented. Never before had the Supreme Court stayed a regulation then under review in the lower courts." Pam and Russ Martins then go on to cite a report from Greenpeace. Quote, "Koch family foundations have spent over $145 million directly financing 90 groups that have attacked climate change science and policy solutions beginning in 1997 running through 2018. A number of the front groups with long ties to Charles Koch filed amicus briefs in that case, pushing for the very outcome that 6 members of the court dutifully handed them. The Cato Institute, a so-called nonprofit, actually secretly owned by billionaire Charles Koch and a handful of others for decades. That Cato Institute told the Supreme Court this in the amicus brief that it filed together with the Mountain States Legal Foundation. Quote, "This case is illustrative of an alarming trend whereby presidents turn to implied authority, typically in long extant statutes, to achieve what Congress fails to do." Unquote. That sentence is particularly nauseating because Koch packed the Trump administration with his own operatives. A Koch front group, Freedom Partners, provided the Trump administration with a list of regulations it wanted gutted, like the United States' participation in the Paris Climate Accord, which Trump revoked after barely 4 months in office, and numerous other EPA rules. Freedom Partners threatened those lawmakers who didn't get on board, writing that Freedom Partners will hold lawmakers who oppose regulatory relief accountable for their positions. Pam and Russ Martins then ask, why did Koch have it out for the EPA? Koch Industries has been serially charged, including a criminal conviction with dangerously polluting the environment. On January 13th, year 2000, the Justice Department and the EPA announced the largest civil fine ever imposed against Koch Industries to resolve claims related to its more than 300 oil spills from its pipelines and oil facilities in six states. The company agreed to pay a $30 million civil penalty and spend $5 million on environmental projects. Daniel Shulman documented the Koch industry's history of environmental abuses in his 2014 book, The Sons of Wichita, How the Koch Brothers Became America's Most Powerful and Private Dynasty. The authors, Pam and Russ Martins, concluded, "In the dystopian world of Koch, it's just fine for presidents to do the bidding of the fossil fuels industry. But it's not okay for a president or a Congress to attempt to enforce the laws that regulate a dangerous polluting industry." Thank you for upsetting my stomach, Pam and Russ Martins. This is George Waring. So long.